The British capital, London, has seen a sharp rise in anti-Muslim crimes in the wake of the recent terrorist attacks in the city. According to the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, the number of Islamophobic incidents has increased fivefold compared with the daily average this year. 20 incidents were recorded on Tuesday alone, compared with daily average of 3.5. The figures mark the highest daily level of Islamophobic incidents in 2017. Khan has encouraged people in Britain to report similar acts to the police. The mayor added that London is adopting a zero-tolerance approach towards such crimes. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Edward Corrigan, who is an international human rights lawyer, and he is joining us live now from Ontario via Skype. Mr. Corrigan, how concerned are you as a human rights lawyer that there's this five-fold increase in Islamophobic incidents in London?
Well, I think it's sort of the natural outgrowth of the type of media coverage that's been focused on the Islamic world. There has been actually a widespread demonization of Saudi Arabia in England, Europe, and in the United States. President Trump himself has severely condemned Saudi Arabia, so it's sort of ironic now that Trump is tweeting in support of the Saudis and accusing tiny Qatar of being, the main source of Islamic extremism in the Middle East, which of course is absurd. It clearly is Saudi Arabia, which has been exporting its Wahhabist, ideology to the world, Indonesia, Pakistan, North America, and they have been heavily involved in the attack on Syria and funding as Sunni militant groups in Iraq and elsewhere in order to cause problems. And of course, when you see groups like ISIL and the Islamic State, beheading people, committing huge crimes, massive human rights violations, the massive destruction that we've seen, you're going to create a climate that is going to be, anti-Muslim and certainly anti-ISIL. The trouble is that the governments tend to simplify and oversimplify the situation, and they say all Muslims are guilty of this. They don't differentiate. And of course, the media rarely covers, large protests for Muslims, against the actions of the Islamic State or even against Saudi Arabia. And, there's a lot of distortion in the media. And quite frankly, most people don't have the education, the intellectual capabilities or the background in Middle East history, or even look at what Britain has done in the Middle East or what the Americans have done. And of course, they don't know what all the war crimes and crimes against humanity that Israel has committed. Israel's a wonderful democracy until you actually start to look at what they do and how they have treated the Palestinians, ethnic cleansing, etc. But there is this campaign to vilify Muslims, and Israel is supporting that for the most part. There are, of course, many Israelis that support peace and are more moderate, but the government, certainly Netanyahu and the extremists, are vilifying Muslims and just simplify that all Muslims are terrible. The Israelis don't want to talk about how they have treated Arab Christians or how the Christian minority is being treated in the Middle East by the Islamic State. So you have all of this, and then you've got this. We have almost silence when there's attacks in the Muslim world. There was some coverage of the recent horrible attack in Afghanistan, but whenever we have any incidents of terror, which in fact some of them may be suspect, to manipulate the politics and the election in England the next couple of days, you have massive saturation coverage, which of course is going to whip up emotions and hatred of any group, and then you have end up having attacks against the very large Muslim population in England. But you also need to know that some of these recent attacks, there was MI5 and MI6 and some intelligence organizations are either indirectly or directly involved, and some of the people who were protected by British intelligence, yet they're going around trying to promote people and try to cause Muslims and people who probably could be easily manipulated to act in a way that was against the interests of their own community. Mm-hmm. So this question has to be examined. And to his credit, the leader of the Labour Party has raised some very, very valid points. He wants to cut off the arms deals to Saudi Arabia because of human rights violations. He also wants the release of the report on funding of Islamic groups in England, which the Conservative leader is trying to bury and right. will not release. That is in itself a huge, huge story that people should be looking at.
Okay, Mr. Corrigan, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.